This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to Road School Moms Radio, where education meets adventure. Your hosts, Kimberly Travaglino of Full Time Families and Mary Beth Goff, the road trip teacher, will share advice, information, and encouragement to bring your road schooling efforts to new levels.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Road School Moms Live. I am one of your hosts, Kimberly Travaglino, full-time road school mom to four kiddos and co-founder of Full-Time Families, the resource for your full-time RVing needs, coming to you live from Chile, New Jersey. And this Sunday night, as in every Sunday night, on the line with me is my wonderful co-host.
Hey, it's Mary Beth Goff, your road trip teacher, also a homeschool and road school and mama to four beautiful kiddos. I am the author and creator of RoadTripTeacher.com, and my crew likes to chronicle our travels over at DiaryOfARoadMom.com. I'm coming to you live from the Fort Myers area of the southwest Gulf Coast of Florida, loving our weather down here and missing you, Kimberly, from way up there up north, but so glad to be with the rest of our road school moms from wherever in the world you are.
I will. I'm replying to your message that Jesus gave into my inbox. I will, Mary Beth. I will do that. But yes, I miss you too, and I'm happy to be able to connect with you tonight and connect with all our other road school moms. Sarah Schutz says it looks like Ultimate Radio website is down. Let me see. It's just, oh my goodness. Oh, I really hope
really?
I didn't bring it down. Yeah. It really is. That's interesting.
I have not been on it. I swear I didn't touch it.
I just on it a second ago. In fact, I still have it on. I still have the unrefreshed part on, and it worked great. And, yeah, I know. Well, it doesn't help me to give out the number to people who can't hear it. So let me... let me find what the number is so people can. My
number,
phone.
Like
my
the number that we dial in on?
Yeah, only the other one that they can listen in on. So let me find that. Bear with me. And why don't you tell everyone what your road school week looked like while I look for that?
I will do that. I'll have to tell you that this week has been a crazy short week. I had to wake up this morning and wonder if it was really Sunday because the week has flown by. We, as we talked about last week, Kimberly and I gave our top 20 tips on how to road school through the holidays. My Road School 101 crew is completely enamored with the holidays in our road school. My girls are doing interactive notebooks with some of the resources that we started last week. My boys are doing some science labs that we also referenced with that show last week. And so they are really just enjoying the season and really, really enjoying their road school. And I'll have to say I'm enjoying it too because they're really more independent than I've seen them for a really long time. So that is exciting to me. And we spent a lot of this week decorating our RV site. We are wintering in Florida this year, so we're already in our site that we're going to be for Christmas. We're a little bit, can take advantage a little bit of our space down here because we're here for a little bit longer than maybe some of you are out there that might be still mobile and traveling around. But we spent a lot of our week decorating on the outside. We've done some lights, and if you're in our Road School Moms group, then I've already posted pictures of what we've done for this week. And we are just really just enjoying the season. There's so many things to do down here. There's we went to a boat parade earlier in the week, and there was an actual street parade last weekend that I forgot to talk about last week that we took in. And this coming Friday night, there's a Christmas carol actually at our campground, a group of kids that are coming to do Christmas carols, and we've made arrangements to for my kiddos to sing Christmas carols as well during that time. So we're just really looking forward to the festivities of the season.
Oh, that sounds like a fun road school week, Mary Beth. We, too, had a fun road school week. You know, I live for the days when my kids do something creative. When we were going out onto the road, I thought, oh, for sure, they're going to, you know, make huts out of sticks and create all sorts of amazing dams with water, and for sure that was going to happen. And there are some times where that just does not happen. In fact, the majority of the time, that just does not happen. Sometimes they just want to sit and do nothing. And then through a creative writing exercise on Tuesday, Lays got a wild hair and drew up plans for a holiday walkthrough to host at my mother's house. And, oh, my gosh, Mary Beth, it was so funny. They started with one of those little tanks cars, and they used it as a manger. Tonya got her American Girl doll and turned it into baby Jesus. I played the part of Mary. Unfortunately, due to budget cuts, we did not have a Joseph. So,
oh, so Joseph wasn't cooperative. I know how that works.
Yeah. But then we moved on, and they created this mini train village. I posted the picture of that in my Road School Week in review. And then my mother has a gazebo on the property, so they turned that gazebo into a photo op with Santa, and Chris had the pleasure of playing Santa. And my mother and father were the attendees. And when I tell you they spent all day on it in concentration, just totally pensive all day. There was no arguing. There was no fighting, nothing. They were just totally focused on this common goal, and I kept referring to Blaze's notes on how to build it.
Yep.
So cute. It was so cute. I was so proud of them and what they had created together. It was a great day. You know, I just live for some of those days. It's wonderful.
I know, and it's fun to see them, you know, kind of just take charge and come up with something that you didn't have to plant the seed, right? I mean, I think that for, at least for me, that's how it is. You know, anything that they can ever do that's truly on their own. You know, it's one thing when you kind of give them the prompt or, you know, tell them to, you know, do, you know, here's the parameters, you know, take hold of it. But when they really come up with something like that, that's really fun.
Yeah, it was wonderful. It was wonderful. And then also for our Explorer program, FTF Explorer program, which is a program based on Scouts, we are in the middle of earning our Spirit of the Season badge. And for the older kids, that means picking a random family to be the recipient of a Secret Santa for the few days, for the 12 next days of till Christmas. And so we picked another couple on the block that we know doesn't have kids, and we've been Secret Santa-ing them. I have to tell you, it's a lot easier to be a Secret Santa in a campground than it is on a block, you know, with driveways and all sorts of stuff. But it's a worthy cause, and I'm excited to do it with the kiddos. So those are what we're doing. Today I went to, you know, we talked about this last week, giving experiences rather than giving a non-consumable gifts. And so I've been doing that with my kiddos for years. And this year, for Tonya, I took her to an escape room. And if you've tuned in earlier, that you know I went to an escape room for my birthday. And what it is, it's a big puzzle room. And in order to be released from the room, you must solve some puzzles. And so I took Tonya, my mom, and my very best friend up here, Liz, to an escape room. And I have to say, we weren't successful. We were stumped.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I know.
Well, that's great. I have to tell you that it wasn't an escape room, but it's funny you're talking about this because I don't know if you see my road school pictures yet, but one of the things that we've done, because we're in, you know, high decorating mode right now, and let me also say that in our campground, a lot of them here, well, a few of them live here year-round, and so they clearly have, you know, the space and everything to do whatever, but there's some pretty big lighted displays on our block in this particular campground that we're in right now. And so what happens is, you know, somebody will put something out and then somebody else goes and does something else. And so, you know, I've kind of gotten a fever this week and I'm like, ooh, you know, there's this tree. Oh, look at that light, whatever. And so I was in the Home Depot and here's this 8-foot Christmas tree. And when I say 8-foot, it was like, it's not made out of these PVC pipe or something similar and some lights and some wires. And I was like, oh, you know, it's only $40. Let's get this. And the boys are looking at me like, you're crazy. And I was like, no, it'll be fine. And so we bring it home. And the correlation of why this correlates to the escape room is because when we got it out of the box, just picture this. So at the top is a star, and at the bottom is this big round, like the base is probably, I don't know, it's probably like maybe 4 or 5, 4 foot maybe, or 5 foot in circumference. And then at the top is this star. Well, connected to the star are, I forget now, but I think it was, if there's five of us, yeah, there's 20 strands of lights already stranded with lights on them that that come down from that star, and they were all twisted up. And so let me just tell you that the cheap $40 Isn't That So Cute tree really was like a three-hour ordeal. And if you see my pictures, that is just one of about 30 that I took of us trying to unwind those cords. Oh, my goodness. And, like, at one point, Tori was inside the tree, and she had them all wound around her, and she couldn't move. I was like, don't move. Like, just don't move because you're going to rip one off. And then we got them all tied down, and then we had – they were crisscrossed. It was just crazy. I mean, it was really crazy. And at the time, I just when you said that about the escape room, that's exactly what it felt like with that, because no matter how hard you tried, you just couldn't make it work, right? Yeah. Like, you're just stuck,
yep.
And you can't get out.
Yep, exactly. Trapped. Well, you know, you bring
so
up
was
a
Tony
really good...
was...
So, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, you
go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I said, you
no,
bring
I was just
going to
ask
good...
you was to have...
Go ahead, Mary.
I'm shutting up now. No.
No, please. I need to hear it. You say it right
I
now.
I said, so how did Tonya come out with, you know, with the fact that you weren't successful? Was she okay with that? She just enjoyed the experience, or how'd she come out with that?
You know, I'm so glad you brought that up, because I do need to tell you that the only progress we made, and if you go on my pictures for the Facebook group, you'll see us all, and we're all obviously adults. The only progress we made at all was because of Tonya. She found every single clue in that room. Unfortunately, the adults couldn't figure out what the heck to do with the clues, but she single-handedly found everything in the room.
Oh, well, good for her. That's
yeah,
awesome.
It was good, and so but of course we've got another one on the books. We gotta go do another one because this was unfulfilling. It was too difficult. So we will do another one because that's Tonya and my one of our top favorite things. In fact, if you're coming to the rally in Tampa, be ready, teens and tweens, because we are orchestrating special escape room activities just for you. So, again, if you've not made your reservations yet, there's only 9 spots left for Tampa. Get them done. I think we have less than 10 spots for San Diego, which is in less than a month. So if you're coming to either one of those East Coast or West Coast rallies, it's time to get your spots because they're going to be gone soon. Good stuff. Good stuff. Okay, so I've got your thing, and what we're talking about tonight is decorating your RV for the holidays. In fact, I do want to tell our listeners that the whole reason why FTF exists is because when it popped into my head to do this, I desperately needed to know 3 main things. How do you have a birthday party on the road when you're raising small kids? How does that work? Where do you put your Christmas tree on the road, and how do you decorate? And obviously, how to make money on the road. So this was one of those questions that I needed answered before I could even move forward. How in the world do you maintain the traditions that are so near and dear to your family in 350 square feet? And like all other things in 350 square feet, it is not without challenge to do it. However, it absolutely can be done. And that's what this show is about. So one of the things we need to consider is space. The other thing we need to consider is weight. So Mary Beth and I are going to tell you tonight our best tips for decorating your RV on the road. And I'll start with the introduction. How's that, Mary Beth?
I'll be good. Go ahead.
Okay. It's hard to make room in the limited space of an RV for decorations that are only used for a few weeks out of the year. Yet the holiday season is special for many full-time families that travel in an RV. How in the world do you decorate your mobile lifestyle effectively? The Road School Moms team gives you their 5 fast and furious tips for decorating your RV for the holidays.
Right. So my top tip, and this is one that I used even when I was lived in a house, is to wrap your existing pictures or frames or even just existing pictures that might be hanging on your wall. And what we mean is to modify the items in your RV that are already in place by adding either holiday accents to make it more effective or festive, I'm sorry, like a box of red velvet bows or something like that that can be secured to the cabinet doors or the side of a sconce on the wall. And another great tip that I absolutely love is just to simply wrap pictures or items that's already on the wall with Christmas paper and just add a bow. So literally, if you have a picture on the wall, take it off, wrap it up just like you would a present, stick a bow on the front, and then, you know, wherever the nail is or whatever hangs that on there, if it's Velcro or one of those handy-dandy little you know, strips that we can put on our RV walls, you know, just poke a hole in the wrapping paper and stick it right back on the wall, and voila, you have instant decoration.
With zero added weight. I mean, really, wrapping paper doesn't weigh barely anything, a couple ounces. I think that is absolutely brilliant. Number two is consider a real tree outside your current location. Many RVers find a way to incorporate a Christmas tree inside the camper. This year, when you arrive at your spot, you'll be for that merry day. Scope out resources for a live Christmas tree. Some locations may be close enough to seek out a Christmas tree farm to cut down your own. This can lead to a new family tradition. The tree doesn't have to be large, nor the ornaments bought to make it special. Let the kids create ornaments from craft paper and supplies to make it your very own. What to do with the tree when Christmas is over? If the campground is open to it, spread peanut butter on the tips of the branches and sprinkle nuts, fruits, or bird seeds to help other furry friends enjoy long after you're gone. Or you can turn it into your campfire for New Year's if you'd like. I love that idea because I do miss having a real tree, but real trees in houses, let's face it, are messy. Real trees in campers are almost, they're just ridiculous. It's just
yeah,
a big mess of pine needles everywhere you go. So I love that idea.
Right.
And we did that one year. We boondocked in Arizona for Christmas, and we took one of those crazy, weird juniper trees and made all sorts of homemade ornaments for it. And that was a lot of fun.
I love that. Well, number three on our list is to just simply visit your local Goodwill or thrift shops. So if keeping decorations year-round is just not an option for you, make yourself a Christmas decorating budget and make a day of it with your kiddos. Stop at the local Goodwill and see who can gather up the most decor for the least amount of moolah. When you're finished with the season, you won't feel bad about donating it right back to the organization that it came from. And I know for us, this, you know, it can always kind of turn into a competition. So really finding the ornaments or finding the decor or whatever can be just as much fun as decorating with it.
I love that. And I do want to add that we also do a lot of our holiday shopping at Dollar Tree because, you know, for $20 you can make quite an impact in your home. And, you know, you don't have to keep it. You can donate it to the campground you're in or you could donate it to the Goodwill. You've only invested $20, so enjoy it. Number four is blow-ups. Just like other folded, packet, and stored items that RVers love, invest in one or two family favorite themed blow-up decorations. This way, no matter where in the world you are, you'll have something that is dear to your family's holiday heart during this time of year. A blow-up doesn't take too much room in the off-season, and it looks super cute as a Christmas decoration. And I love the idea of blow-ups. As you know, we have a blow-up screen that we travel with, and it makes it so that we can travel with a 12-by-12-foot screen in our camper, in all stores really nicely in one small cabinet in the camper. So blow-ups are great for RVers. I also want to add to that there is this brand-new thing on the market. If you haven't seen it yet, it's called Star Shower. Mary Beth, have you seen this?
I have one. I don't know if you see my picture, but if you see that big tree that's right there in my picture, one of those, that's why I have a Star Shower. That was the only, when I started out, I had one blow up in that Star Shower, and I thought, oh, this is going to make it look so much cuter. This is all we're going to do plus our tree, and then, you know, it evolved. But I love the Star Shower thing. It's so much
fun.
Yeah,
we have a Star Shower here, too. We have it projecting on my mom's house. For anyone who's listening and doesn't know what the Star Shower is yet, it is a very – oh, I see it now in your tree. Now I get it. I thought that was the stars, and I thought, wow, she can see a lot of stars from Fort Myers. it's a very small spotlight projector. It's probably a 4-inch diameter spotlight, and you put – it's on a stake.
Mm-hmm.
You put it in the ground. You plug it in, and it disperses all these laser red and green lights over whatever area you put. The further back you hold it, the more area you cover. And what a great way to light up a whole camper without draping a single light on your camper. It's awesome. One plug does it all. I can't say enough about the Star Shower. So fun.
Yeah, me either. It's really a lot of fun. And if all else fails, you can just leave it to the kids. That's the number five on our list of our fast and furious tips to decorate the RV for the holidays, and that is just to leave it to the kiddos. Christmas is a lot about your kids, so why not just leave it up to them to decorate the inside and the outside of your living space? I know my kiddos always have their own ideas, and so it'd be a whole lot of fun to let them just create paper chains and string up popcorn and, you know, glue holiday candies together. I mean, you could go buy one of those great big things at Costco, that candy that I always think looks so pretty but doesn't really taste all that great, you know, like the curly cues and all that. They would have a complete blast gluing all that together and making shapes. If you were on Road Trip Teacher earlier this week, you've seen a link that I posted with five Lego ornaments that you can make. And there's all kinds and tons of ways that you could, you know, let your kiddos make ornaments and decorations and pictures. And, you know, just leave it to them. Let them decorate your RV, and it will be a cozy Christmas that will be one of their very own, and I'm sure that you would remember forever.
I love that idea. Well, this has been wonderful, and I'm so excited for it to see what other Road School moms do. So I'd love for you, if you're a Road School mom living in your RV, to show us pictures of how you and your kiddos have decorated your RV. And maybe we can each get inspiration from each other. One day when I was working, Chris and my kiddos decorated our RV. They did a fantastic job. We have strings of lights that we keep with us all the time. And we have a very special Christmas tree that Road School Mom Christy Smith gave me. It's called a tinsel tree. It's very lightweight and very festive and comes pre-lit. And so we have our tinsel tree lit and our lights all over the place. And when we want to get super festive, Road School Mom Clementine Backstein gave me a disco ball that goes all over the RV. And that's so much fun, too. And it's just, it's so easy, really. You know, it seems daunting to decorate in 350 square feet, but actually, in reality, it's quite easy. And just small touches make great impact. So I'm really excited to see what other moms are doing.
Yep, me too. And I'll have to give a shout-out to Amanda Bowen and Bunny Arnold because they both answered my question back earlier today about how they decorated for the holidays with pictures of their cozy little Christmas spaces. And I just want to say shout-out to them. And we can't wait to see how the rest of you are decorating from wherever in the world you are.
Absolutely. So what's going on with you this week over at Road Trip Teacher, Mary Beth?
Oh, my goodness. We're going to try to wrap up some of these Christmas studies that we have going on. I have to tell you that my kids have really taken off with some of the things we're doing. The girls especially have, you know, we were doing that Christmas around the world. They started out with this small little lap book of information, and it's turned into this humongous interactive notebook, and they've got maps, and they have just all kinds of crazy stuff, and I absolutely love it. But I'm just like, wow, we have to just kind of, you know, we kind of have to reel this back in and get finished up with some of that. And just kind of, you know, just move forward and enjoy the holidays. We have a lot of things to do. We have had a crazy busy week this last week, and I have a lot of things on my list that still have to be done. So we have organizing and back to basics going on in our rig this week.
Very cool. Well, we are getting ready to kick off that San Diego rally. Lauren Wolf will be running that this January 7th. Through the 11th, I think. You can go on fulltimefamilies.com for the actual date. But right now, we are also putting on the finishing touches for the schedule for the Tampa rally in February, which we're going to be hosting. I mentioned earlier, we're going to have an escape room. We're going to have special activities for the teens and tweens. We're going to have a flash mob there at Legoland during that event. We're going to be having a dance on Saturday night and a talent show. The kiddos are hosting a talent show on Thursday night. So lots of great stuff to look forward to. And that's it for me.
Okay, well, if you've been joining us for the last few weeks, you know this is our number four in our mini-series, 15 minutes or so, short shows that Kimberly and I are having. It's all about the holidays. Next week, we're going to be back with another holiday special that we're going to talk about for your RV. Until then, we wish you safe travels and God bless.
This is Kimberly.
And this is Mary Beth, your Road School Moms, on the road where education meets adventure. Until next time, we wish you safe travels and leave you with our traveler's prayer. Lord, be our guide and protector. Let those I encounter be blessed by my words. Let my hands be filled with your work, and may I be filled with your grace and kind words for others. May I be a light unto those around me on the journey ahead. Amen.
Amen. This has been a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.
If you'd like more information, go to roadschoolmoms.com.